Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. I do want to thank our friends from CBS Radio in Detroit, 97.1 The Ticket, AM 1270 The Ticket. My broadcast home tonight. We are talking about college football, man. I'm telling you, top heavy, as good as I've ever seen it, from Heisman candidates to great teams. I don't think we're going to get that super one or two teams that will be left out that will force us to have an 8-team playoff. But, man, when you look at it right now, the SEC is going to punish themselves. You have Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts and the Heisman push, and they are making a statement. Ohio State at Nebraska tonight. I don't think there's anybody left who can beat them. It might be Alabama, maybe. Or if a Georgia runs the table, or even an Auburn. But Alabama might be the only team. They're that good. And you watch Clemson, you know, North Carolina, just, you know, get a receiver. If you're going to do that rollout, hey, and I know the receiver got jammed. But get somebody out there where you can throw. And Mack Brown would have been a living legend forever, no matter what North Carolina did in any other game he coached. Unbelievable Saturday. Also looking ahead to a Sunday that here in Detroit, I know a lot of people were talking on the producer's show, a 97.1 The Ticket, about the Chiefs at the Lions, and the Lions fans are believing. Don't stop believing. Has Journey once sung. He's just a small-town boy, born and raised in South Detroit. I look at it like the Lions are a play away in each game. First three games to start the season from being 0-3, but in the NFL, you get 16 chances in the regular season, and they're 2-0-1. Scoreboard doesn't lie. Standings don't lie. Are they one of the best teams in the NFL? I guess we'll find out on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. If they beat the Chiefs, they go to contender and not pretender status. Same thing, you can look at the Bills. And New England, even without Antonio Brown in that drama, they had two spots on their schedule, as I mentioned an hour ago, where I think they could lose. One is later today, Eastern time, in Buffalo. The other one was a trip to Philly, if they're healthy, and Wentz is still taking the snaps. I think it was in November. You know, you're looking at the road to another Super Bowl going through New England. So I need your top four, your huge four in the NFL, and then your huge four teams in college football at this hour. That's a tough one to rank them 1, 2, 3, and 4. NFL, you can go, all right, New England 1, Kansas City 2. But both of those teams could lose on Sunday. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if they do, then, hey, good luck. You know, if we're doing this show 24 hours from now, good luck with trying to rank the top four, what, Rams? Cowboys aren't getting any love. Man, you got Prescott, you got Elliott, he stays on the straight and narrow. You have Cooper, if he stays healthy, you have that offensive line. Their offense at times this year has looked unstoppable. And for some reason, they're kind of off the radar. I don't know why. And I know Philly was front and center on Thursday night, and that was a monster win beating Rodgers in Green Bay, but nobody's talking about Dallas. Aren't they America's team? Nobody's talking about the Cowboys. I think they're off. You know, I'm the one going, oh, no way Dak Prescott's worth $40 million. No way. And I'm talking to Cowboy fans on Twitter, Facebook, my statewide show in Michigan, this national show. No way is Dak Prescott worth $40 million. Well, you know what? What I've seen so far this year, he is, compared to other salaries in the National Football League. Wow. But no one, you know, maybe because of all the injuries that the and Antonio Brown drama, which is still going on, you know, take it on Mayfield and Brown. Dude, like I said, just shut down the Twitter account. Shut it down. Twitter is good to promote and to engage. It's not good for rage. It's not. It isn't. Like I've said this a gazillion times. If I wasn't doing a statewide show in the afternoons in Michigan, and our affiliate 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket in Grand Rapids, our flagship stations for the huge radio network in Michigan, and I'm doing the Saturday night huge show on CBS Sports Radio, which, by the way, you can interact on Twitter at Saturday Huge. I wouldn't be on Twitter. I like Facebook. I said it an hour ago. I don't know what it is about Twitter that makes you have to respond immediately. Graceffo, are you on Twitter?
I am, Bill.
Are you on Facebook? Your social network platforms are what? Personally, not show, but personally, are what?
Oh, Twitter and Facebook.
Do you agree with me that for some reason you don't feel the need to respond to negativity or people on Facebook as much as you have to on Twitter and as quickly as you have to do it on Twitter?
I don't respond to anything on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be Dr. Science here. Then why are you on Facebook?
That's a great question, Bill. I mean, I'm just on Twitter for the party and reading the news and like the news that I need to know for the day. But I'm not tweeting at anybody. I'm not getting involved in anybody's conversation. It's not happening. I don't tweet anything. Nope.
Jimmy G, I'll tell you what, your brutal honesty is a beautiful thing. And when I go, hey, so what platforms are you on? Well, I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Do you feel a need to respond?
Not at all.
You know, and there are times when I feel better because I don't respond to people. And I'm not on, you know, when there's Saturday, Sunday football season between college football, you know, Michigan State, ND, Big Ten, MAC, I'm all over it going back and forth. You know, Sunday, Lions, rest of the NFL, I'm doing that. It's my job. But, man, when I get a day or two where I don't have to interact on the social networks, it's a beautiful thing. Now, when I'm doing this show, I love when people drop a comment at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Don't get me wrong.
That's all you really need it for, though.
Well, that's it. If I wasn't in the media, I would not be on Twitter.
If you weren't a national radio host, would you even need this thing?
You know, but I will say this. In this modern era, and I was talking to my producer, Brett Hayes, for my statewide show in Michigan, that sports talk radio used to be callers. It was emails. It began with just callers, and I've done this now, almost 28 years. And what's happened in the modern era between a text line, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you have so many ways of expressing your opinion to a host, to a show, that you don't have to pick up a phone. It's like texting. How often do you pick up the phone outside of family members or a girl in your life and call somebody?
I called Zach Elb today because I had to for the show. Well, other than that, no.
I can go through my calls to people are at about 4 in the last 3 days, and my texts are to 87 people.
Like you said, there's too many ways to communicate now.
And when I speak to young talk show hosts or people starting or people wondering, like, oh, well, we're not getting calls, I go, well, a couple things. One, I'm not going to go down that same path a lot of people say, well, callers ruin a show. No, they don't. Anybody who ever tells you that is a host who thinks he's better than his audience. Anybody who tells you that your call could ruin a show, to me, is demeaning you, the listener. And that, I don't care, local, national, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. But in today's society, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I'll post something that will have 380 comments. Okay, you can't take 380 calls in a 3-hour show or a 4-hour show like we do when it's not football season, or a 2-hour show. You can't take those calls. You don't have time. You can't. So it's a combination, and that's why it's, you know, just you're kind of like a traffic cop monitoring Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, callers on air, keeping a show moving and doing everything as fast as you can and as good as you can. And it's a different animal. And nowadays, you just can't be a guy who opens the mic and you give your opinion. You've got to find a way to interact, engage on so many different levels that it can eat you up if you're not smart with it. And that's why with Twitter, I have backed off. I'll fire a shot once in a while at somebody. But I did it the other night. You know, here I am at a cabin in the Upper Peninsula getting set for that Kraft Hockeyville game between the St. Louis Blues and the Wings up in Calumet, Michigan. For our listeners right now on AM 920 and 107.3 WMPL. And the Michigan fans, I said, you know, I'm tired of excuses about Harbaugh and Michigan football. And the next thing you know, Graceffo, it is 2.5 hours I'm going back and forth with people on Twitter. And I swear, when I was done, because I'm kind of watching, I don't think it's a Packers game, I'm watching TV, you know, it might be like Naked and Afraid, and I'm like, how do these guys do it?
Naked and, you're watching Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, I love that show.
I mean, it's cool.
I love that show, because my first thought is, how can those people stay naked together, like out in, you know, the Serengeti Plain or some, you know, jungle in South America, and they're not hooking up. That's my first thought.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then, and well, no, when a jaguar is pouncing around, and I hear something. Oh yeah, you know what you hear? You hear a jaguar outside of your leaf tent. That's a good show. It is.
You say so, man.
Have you watched it?
I have not.
You should watch it.
Any show with naked in the title, not a fan.
Yeah, it's not naked because they do the...
I know, they blur it out.
It's network TV.
Yeah, and, I know, they blur it out.
Matt Essick is a young guy. How old's Matt? Like 25? How old are you, Matt? Is he alive?
Matt's 26.
26? Oh, now you're a spokesperson for him?
Well, he couldn't find the microphone.
I had the wrong button.
He's big-timing us? He's new. Matt, you're 26?
Correct.
What social network do you use the most to interact when you talk about sports?
Twitter. Definitely.
Twitter.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's fast. And don't you feel a need to respond if somebody directly responds to you? Do you feel a need you have to respond quickly, like you're talking to someone in a conversation?
Most of the time, yeah, but I don't use Twitter right. Like, I just use it with friends and stuff like that. So I'll admit defeat in that one.
Yeah, see, yeah, there's different levels, man. If you're in the media and you're front and center, Twitter's a different animal than friends, you know, going back and forth. That's why I think, and I look at my kids, you know, the daughter is 14 at Snapchat. You know, my sons all do a group text. You know, they're 12 and 13, so that's kind of safe, right, where, you know, buddies are all talking about their team or talking about Fortnite. So it's a different world, man. It really is. And I will take your calls. I always put the audience first, always have, always will, till the day I'm done doing a show. So if you want to join us, two huge questions that we'll get together on over the next 35 minutes. One, your CBS eyeball test, top four college football teams in order, your rankings, top four NFL teams. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We do have Matt Essick and James Graceffo, the A-team. Well, Horowitz, Matt is beginning his ascension to the A-team, producing the show back at CBS in New York City. Darwin Zook will have another update coming up here in 7 minutes. A couple of segments left together, something we do each and every Saturday night. Your own personal rankings, your huge four in college football. I'll give you mine before the end of the hour. And your huge four in the NFL. Easy right now with Patriots, Chiefs, Rams. And then who's that fourth team? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We are live from the 97.1 The Ticket Studios in Detroit. Chiefs here in the Motor City later today at 1 o'clock in downtown Detroit at Ford Field. Let's go to Craig in Lansing, listening in Michigan. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Billy, what's up, man? Hey, listen, you're talking about Naked and Afraid, and I've always joked with people and said, if I was on that show, I would bring a portable radio. And when my partner got pissed at me for bringing that, I'd be like, what's the matter with you? You didn't bring batteries? And because we need to listen to sports radio on this island to get through Amen. These 20 days. But, you know, to talk about the top four, man, I think Oklahoma and Ohio State, and I think Ohio State, number one, are the two best teams I've seen play. I've seen them all play. I mean, not all of them, but I've seen Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Georgia. I saw that game last week. And I'm going to say this. Although Georgia beat, so on my number one, it's going to be Ohio State 1, Oklahoma 2, Alabama 3, and at number 4, I really don't know. And I would say Georgia, even though they beat Notre Dame, but I think Notre Dame can sneak in there because they lost early, and I think Georgia's going to have a loss late, and they're going to sneak in there. I just don't really know after that, those first three teams I said, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Alabama, who would be the number 4? Because, like I said, I just think Notre Dame looks so good on defense. I mean, they really played a great game against Georgia. They lost, but I think that Georgia's going to lose before the end of the season, and I don't think Notre Dame is.
All right. Well, Craig, thanks for listening to Lansing, Michigan. Yeah, if I went my four in order, Clemson falls out today, surviving that two-point attempt at Chapel Hill. So and then you look at Georgia, Notre Dame pushed them until the end, and then Notre Dame had to pull away from Virginia today or on Saturday. I agree with Oklahoma, man. Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, they are on separate missions. And then Tua, Alabama, just a machine there with Saban, and off the radar because of Alabama is Auburn and LSU. Man, the SEC. How many times have you said, oh, they'll never be stronger than that? Look at how top-heavy they are right now. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweets coming in. I'll read some here in the final 30 minutes at Saturday Huge on Twitter. George in Los Angeles. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, my friend.
Good, dude. I'm going with the NFL. I'm kind of like you. I got New England, but I got the Rams second, Chiefs third, and the Cowboys fourth. And the reason why I picked Cowboys fourth right now is just because I know they haven't played anybody, but just being unbeaten, and the play of Dak Prescott seems to has increased. And also one quick more comment, if I could. I think the Rams will beat Tampa tomorrow and cover the 10 points, even at home.
Yeah, NFL, there's been some easy picks this year, and thank you so much, George, listening out in Los Angeles. Tweets coming in. Craig DeWall is listening in beautiful Boise, Idaho. He tweets at Saturday Huge. I'm 58 from Philly via Pittsburgh, now in Boise, Idaho. Thought you should know yours is the only sports show I listen to. Well, thank you, Craig, out in Boise, Idaho. Mark drops a tweet at Saturday Huge. My NFL top four, 1 Patriots, 2 Chiefs, 3 Cowboys, 4 Rams. Yeah, I agree with that. You could interchange the Rams and the Cowboys. But could the Chiefs and the Patriots lose today? Patriots at the Bills, Chiefs at the Lions. Lions are 2-0-1, but the Matt Stafford story, which kind of broke in Michigan and nationally on Friday, first it was reports of a hip injury that put him on the NFL injury list as questionable. Then another report, I think for Michael Rothstein, an NFL insider for the Bristol Network, that it may be the back. And then we found out during training camp over the summer here in Michigan that Stafford played with a broken bone in his back most of last year. Without Stafford, that game, how do you stop? I mean, you know, Mahomes and the Chiefs are like the fastest show on turf, old school Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, right? Chiefs still have a good secondary. I don't know if that defense is as good as last year. He's amazing. And, man, he gets it. He's personable. He's a guy you want to root for. Amazing talent. On his way to another MVP, I think, unless he gets hurt. So you want to join in one final segment, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader with a full day of games, including the Bills defending their home turf against the Pats, followed by the Vikings and Bears in a key NFC North battle. It all begins with the CBS team previewing the day's games on the NFL Today at noon Eastern on the CBS Sports Network and CBS Television Network. We're on the CBS Sports Radio Network. One final segment together. I need your top four teams in college football at this hour, 1 through 4. Your huge four in the NFL. You can voice them live across North America at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read some tweets coming up here in the final 15 minutes. And like us on Facebook, just search Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Steve in Georgia. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Hey, Steven.
All righty, buddy. Man, I'm going to go college football first. I'm going to say Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and then I think it's going to be a toss-up between LSU and Auburn. But I'm going to take LSU because I just think they got a little bit more explosion on offense. Both defenses are good, but I just think LSU's offense is a little bit better. So I'm going to go with them.
All right, NFL, top four in the NFL.
Yeah, NFL, I'm going to go with New England, of course, the Rams, Kansas City. I'm going to take Kansas City second, then the Rams. And believe it or not, I'm going to take the Bears because I believe they can just score between 17 and 20 points a game. They're unbeatable with their defense.
All right, Steven, thank you for the call down in beautiful Georgia. Let's travel up to South Carolina. Marcus, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, you're talking about talking to, I'd rather talk to people than doing this tweeters. And so I'm up for it. Until you beat them, you got Clemson, Alabama. So they gave up 30-something points today. So, but they hadn't been beat. And I'll go with Ohio State and Oklahoma in the NFL. I'm a child of the 60s and 70s and 80s. I don't watch much NFL, so I say Patriots won and the other 31 teams is running in a circle. So, and they're not going to lose to the Bills, and I'll take it.
All right. Well, thank you, Marcus. Appreciate the love down in South Carolina. If you want to join in listening anywhere across North America, we have about 13 minutes left together on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Also, tweet us at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge. Love the show. Listen to every night. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for the love.
So my top four college, Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and I want to make the argument for Ohio State, but they haven't really played anybody. I want to see when they take on Wisconsin and Penn State, because I think you can make the argument for both of those Big Ten teams as well. What do you think?
You know, and there is that argument on who have they played, and, you know, Oklahoma's looked great, UCLA. And I know they had that unbelievable comeback win against Leach and Washington State. You know, Georgia, you know, Notre Dame pushed them, but Georgia, you know, played Notre Dame. You got to give them credit. Normally SEC schools outside of that big first game aren't playing anybody. You know, Alabama, have they played anybody? I mean, if we start that, you know, Clemson, have they played anybody? If you look at the big boys, right, LSU did win at Texas, which I think might be the biggest win from any college football playoff contender outside of Georgia beating Notre Dame in Athens, right?
That's a good point, Huge. Right. Just real quick, too, I think the Redskins need to win the most on Sunday or else Coach Gruden is going to be fired along with Minuski. They're the most desperate team. They got to win the most in the NFL. Thanks for taking the call, Huge.
You know, I appreciate it, buddy. And you get a coach because you drafted Haskins. Go with the young guy. Give him the experience. But when you get a coach who is teetering, then they want to play, you know, Case Keenum, buy some time, hope we, you know, show progress, our system is working. And I see it all the time. It's like the Browns. It should have been tempered. I get the enthusiasm. I get Odell Beckham Jr. But the minute the watch became a conversation, flag went up. You know, and Baker, I don't mind his swagger because he's backed it up. Baker Mayfield has backed up, you know, planting the flag, crotch shot, whatever you want to call it. You know, in Kansas, he's backed it up. He looks like he's forcing things right now, trying to live up to the hype. You know, you're the Browns. If you step back and you say, okay, the Ravens are the team to beat now, and you look at how Lamar Jackson slowly but surely was put into that position good enough to send Joe Flacco packing out to Denver. And Baker and the crowd, and there's one thing I noticed, like in the Rams game, that I don't think the Cleveland fans all have totally bought in as much sometimes as Twitter and the media and local and national talk shows want to try and sell us. Because I didn't feel that energy in that Rams game. I didn't. I didn't feel it. And I'm watching it on TV. I wasn't there in the dog pound. I wasn't there on the shores of Lake Erie. But I'm not feeling the fans and everybody really believing that the Browns are anywhere near the playoffs. Hey, they lost a lot of close games last year. And you can say what you want to about Williams and his past, but, man, he's a motivator. I mean, he is fiery. And they responded. And you get Baker and he's doing commercials, and I'm all for that. But the reality is, and I said it all summer here on the Saturday Night Huge Show, that if that team went 9-7 and grabbed a wild card spot, that is a dramatic step forward for a franchise and a great fan base. That's why I listened early on, the crowd. Not been there, the old dog pound back in the day, but I didn't hear people believing that we're one of the best teams in the NFL, and they're not. You can look at the AFC, you can look at the NFC, and tell me if the Browns are anywhere, and it's not just piling on now. I said that before the season. Just go 9-7. Make the playoffs. Even be pushing for the playoffs late. And your fans, they'll buy it. I mean, come on, it's Cleveland. You dealt with 0-16. You know, I'm doing my statewide show here in Michigan. I've dealt with the Lions 0-16. That's why 2-0-1, and they're a play away in the Arizona Chargers and Eagles game, one play away from being 0-3. And Matt Patricia halfway out the door. But instead, they're 2-0-1. And they're playing 3-0 Kansas City. Now, go back to late August and tell me, before we would get to October 1, that there would be more of a rowdy house in Detroit and an undefeated Lions team playing an undefeated Chiefs team than there would be for the Browns and the Rams in primetime television. That's how quick it can come and go. It's like who's talking about Antonio Brown anymore? Seriously. Who he is on the Twitter. Now, Baker Mayfield's the leader. Baker Mayfield's a winner. Baker Mayfield has been told time and time again that he can't do it. But the watch thing was the first sign. You know, again, Odell Beckham Jr., you ask Giants fans, they think he was the guy that, you know, nuked that team. Some of the best pure talent ever. Ever from any athletic, primetime, Deion Sanders, Jerry Rice potential talent. But the only leader that really has stepped up for Cleveland has been Baker Mayfield. So I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team. I look at the AFC, and I just don't have the Brown. If you ask me right now, I'm doing my huge four. If I did my huge four, AFC, NFC, AFC, naturally New England Chiefs. Third best team, is it Buffalo right now? Is it Ravens? I mean, who is it? Who is it? Somebody, you know, Colts? I mean, that's where you're at in the AFC. If you're NFC, I think that four is easy. It's very easy to look at, especially with the Packers losing on Thursday night. I mean, you have to keep the Saints in that conversation. You keep the Rams in that conversation. I don't think the Lions are anywhere near that conversation. Cowboys are there, right? I don't know, is Green Bay in that mix right now? I don't think so. You know, Dallas for sure. I just love what Zeke and Cooper and Dak Prescott are doing. So you can join us live on air during this final segment. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Abe out in Oregon on the West Coast. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, man. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good, Abe. How's life out in Oregon? Where are you at in Oregon?
Life's wonderful. I'm out here in Junction City, which is about 10 miles north of Eugene. for those of you who aren't familiar, it's where the University of Oregon campus is. So, yeah, man, I'm doing good. Just hanging out, watching that UCLA-Arizona game. UCLA looks like they might tie it up here. I just called in to – okay, kick is no good. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. I just called in, man. I got to tell you, first of all, this is probably the best late-night show on CBS as far as radio shows go. I really appreciate the show and stuff. What I was calling in response to was the best four teams in college and the best four teams in the NFL. College, in my opinion, it goes Clemson, Bama. Honestly, I think Auburn is the third best team in the country, and then I got Ohio State as number four, just based on all the games I've watched and, you know, getting to see Auburn, the way they played against the Ducks, who were very hyped up this year. Auburn's defense is probably the best in the country, so I could see them sneaking into the playoffs, even if they lost to Bama. But so I think I'm really high on Auburn. And then for NFL, I've got to say that it's going to go the Pats, the Chiefs, and then at this point, they haven't really played anybody, but the Cowboys are looking good, and their defense is much improved, and they're deep. They're too deep at every position, at least, on their defense. And the fourth team, probably I'm going to have to go with the Rams because they are the Super Bowl runner-up, so they are the NFC champion until somebody dethrones them. They're defeated. They got a solid win over Cleveland, which, man, are they overrated or what? Come on. I mean, everybody had them going to the Super Bowl. Not everybody, but, you know, half of America. Now they're calling them America's other team. I'm not buying into it. I think they're overhyped. They'll be lucky to make the playoffs. So, yeah, anyways, that's my thoughts. Wondering, you know, what you think about the Browns also. Wanted to ask your opinion on that.
All right. Well, Abe, thank you for the call from Junction City, Oregon. And I just talked about the Browns. I still believe they'll be in the hunt for a wild card spot. I mean, look at the AFC. You got, like I said, Patriots, Chiefs. Are the Bills for real? Baltimore, you start talking two wild cards. What's that number going to be? 8-8. 8-8 might get you last wild card in the AFC. NFC, the Rams just, you know, the way they controlled the line of scrimmage and how they can do it, led by Donald. Goff, I know he got the biggest deal ever, but I'm not sold he's that next level guy. I'm not. I think it's very special to get in that Brady, Rodgers, Breeze neighborhood. You know, I look at Dak Prescott and the way he's playing, I think he deserves a $40 million. And I was anti $40 million a year for Dak all summer long. And Mahomes is already in that club, amazing. Just one of the coolest guys on and off the field I've ever seen in the NFL. Hey, thanks to Essek. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, Darwin Zook. Thank you, North America. 24/7, stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsor.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.